California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. This report is sponsored by DSAL in California. More information at WWRP2020. Jessica Teisman is a senior at Fresno State University studying animal science, and she was very involved with FFA. She's from San Diego, so many of her friends do not know much about agriculture.
I do have a lot of friends who are not involved in ag whatsoever, did not know what the FFA program was through high school. They thought it was, you know, out there and odd because they didn't know what it was. But, you know, they always supported me. They were always there at my shows. They were always there for me. And whenever they have any animal question, any ag question, any food science question, they always come to me. They know I'm the one to go to. So if they have a question, I'm like, hey, Jesse, like, what's the answer? Same with my family, not being from an ag background. Both my sisters always texting me with questions. So I'm always there to respond. If I don't know the answer, I look it up and I just try to pass on the knowledge to them. So that way the ag industry does not get off on the wrong foot, or that nobody gives it a bad reputation.
That's Jesse Teisman. In more news, Brett Stewart and Richard Fritz founded Global AgriTrends, which is based in Denver. Brett Stewart with optimism on the cattle industry.
Well, yeah, the global macro sector is, it's growing. Our population base is growing. The cattle industry just came through a phenomenal price cycle. And that's markets go up and markets go down. So prices aren't really where they were. But my perspective from the global view is that long term, we are in a very good spot in our industry.
An aggressive new plan to provide California with fresh water is being proposed. And it looks like this plan could very well see the drought problem go away for the next 50 to 75 years or even longer. 28 new inland modular desalination plants are being proposed to be built in 6 locations, and an additional 7 billion gallons per day of new water would be produced to supply the Central Valley region, Los Angeles, and San Diego. 7 billion gallons is equivalent to more than 22,000 acre-feet, again, per day. The capacity can be increased as the demand increases in the future, possibly taking care of water concerns until the end of the century. The Western Water Replenishment Program website, WWRP2020.com, has the details about who would get the new water and where the plants would be built. If the projects can make it through the political channels, this could very well be the end of California's water concerns for many years to come, or at least our lifetime. Again, go to WWRP2020.com for more information.
Thanks for tuning in. This is California Ag Today.